Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Donya has some great ace chances to be able to maybe win that game before it even got to overtime. It was a pretty good back and forth game for a lot of it, wasn't it?
It was a hotly contested game, and you're right. We had Skinner, Tuck, breakaways, Quinner, a couple of nice plays, and one that was inches of going in. So obviously, yeah, we had some opportunities even in overtime. Darlene had two pretty good looks in overtime as well.
Is that a good example for the group on just managing the game and getting it to overtime, giving yourself a chance, even under less than ideal circumstances, instead of forcing plays, just taking what's given to you?
Absolutely. We were not, you could tell our guys weren't as sharp, but they, and as a consequence, they weren't as sharp with the puck, and they had to defend a little bit more, but they defended hard. And that's the key. The moments we needed to defend, they defended hard, and they limited second chances and second opportunities, or pushed pucks to the outside a little bit more, contested pucks around the net better. And obviously that enabled us with some good play by Upi to weather a few storms. Obviously, heck of a team over there, and then generate what I mentioned, a couple of breakaways and other good opportunities even all the way through overtime.
Is that the same reason why you did so well on the major penalty? You defended hard. It seemed like even if they got the puck in the middle, you guys were able to kill the play rather quickly.
Yeah, I thought we got ourselves in trouble with the puck, but our reads without the puck back toward our net were much better, and specifically on the penalty kill. You saw more presence, more poise, confidence, anticipation. So, yes, those were, and obviously willingness to compete, which you have to in a game like that. And the penalty kill was very good and looked very confident.
What's the challenge of dealing with their forecheck, with your defensemen, just trying to get out of the zone? That seemed like that was Florida's focus, especially the first half of the game in particular.
Yeah, and that's where we went sharp. I don't think it was anything to do with their forecheck, because Washington forechecked that hard the other day, and we were just much sharper and cleaner. And other teams, obviously, we were not sharp there. We looked a little anxious on transition, jumped ahead of ourselves, didn't support the puck well enough, and they overload everything. So your first pass out is going to be an overload by them, and we had to adjust. But we were not sharp with the puck early, like I said, but defended quick back and made a little bit more work for ourselves.
You almost look at the overtime. I mean, one turnover and it's in your net. I mean, simple. I mean, you didn't have a lot of turnovers in overtime, but you got one and it winds up in your net.
Well, to the wrong guy, obviously. Exposed puck. An exposed puck against, in this league is usually a turnover, and it was there. So, but again, we had a couple of chances. I think the other component of that, it's after a couple, it's a little later in the shift as well, which is a factor. That's a tough one.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.